Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Four people are dead after this car crashed into the woods on I-95 in Johnston County. Coming up, what we're learning from investigators this morning.
And it's another very cold start. Temperatures are in the teens and 20s this morning. Hats and gloves will feel better as you head out the door. After that, a huge warm-up. I'll show you when we hit the 70s.
Today, more issues at Durham Public Schools, where bus drivers and other workers are staying home in a dispute over pay. The special meeting that starts in 2 hours to address the situation.
And Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are focused on New Hampshire as the race for the Republican presidential nomination is down to two. Their responses to Ron DeSantis when he ended his campaign with important primary just a day away. We will get to that and so much more kind of coming up for you on your Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for an HU.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for spending the early part of your Monday with us. A lot of talk focused on how cold these temperatures are. It'll be as cold as it's going to be all week right now when you step outside. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Those teens.
It is so cold out there. 14 right now in Roxboro, 17 in South Hill and in Southern Pines, 19 in Goldsboro, 21 Fayetteville, Clinton, Durham, Raleigh, Rocky Mount. We, of course, just dealing with this Arctic air mass, but it's about to move on out. We have some wintry precipitation back to the west. We'll start to see some of that creeping into our area. Of course, it'll be rain as it arrives here. That's going to signal a big pattern change, warmer and wetter. But this morning, it's awfully cold. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. Temperature there around 21 degrees. We don't have any wind, so no wind chill, fortunately, but still, it's plenty cold out there. Our next big system comes, well, it's not a big system. Our next system arrives on Tuesday. Excuse me. We'll have the potential for some patchy light rain in our south and eastern counties, but that does signal a big pattern change, and we'll see much warmer temperatures, but a better chance for rain, especially Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll show you how much rain we could see total those 4 days coming up. In the meantime, today temperatures are a little closer to normal. Highs will be in the upper 40s with some sunshine. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader this morning. We do have a couple of things to tell you about out there on the roads right now. The Beltline 540 looking good and 40 between Durham and Raleigh looking good, but we do have a crash that just happened on NC 55 in the Fuquay Varina area southbound near Holland Road. It's reports of an overturned vehicle, so working to get some more information. There is some red there on the sensors in both directions. Keep an eye out on that. Also monitoring that crash over in Johnston County on I-95 northbound near Brogdon Road. Kelsey Coffey will have more information in just a moment on that one. And then this is our live look at 440, the Beltline at Glenwood Avenue. Cars flowing in both directions right now. We'll let you know if anything else pops up, Michelle.
All right, thank you, Brett. Following some breaking news in Johnston County, four people are dead after a crash on I-95. It happened near the Brogdon Road exit. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is at the scene, and Kelsey, troopers have been there since just before 3 o'clock this morning. Just a terrible situation. Michelle, it really is a terrible situation. Fire, EMS, and state troopers have been out here for at least 2 hours. About 30 minutes ago, most of them cleared out. You may not be able to see right now because of the black SUV that's right there behind me, but there's a red car that is really damaged. That was the only vehicle that was involved in this crash. So I spoke with the state troopers on scene here, and they say that this was a single vehicle crash. The off-ramp is still closed here. This is the off-ramp on I-95 North at exit 93 on Brogdon Road. So we're still working to find out the names of the four people who were killed and get more information from law enforcement about how this crash could have happened in the first place. We'll keep you updated as we find out more. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Johnston County.
Some families who rely on school buses are starting the week unsure if their children will have a ride to school. That could change in just a few hours when we could find out what Durham Public Schools plans to do about a pay issue. WRAL's Laura Levine is at the Durham School Bus Depot right now. This has been leading up to employees not showing up for work and parents not knowing if their school bus is going to be on time. Laura.
Jeff, good morning. Many parents and families are waking up with that uncertainty, not knowing if these buses here will roll out to pick up their students. The good news here at this North Durham bus lot, we are seeing the flashing lights and employees showing up. A DPS is advising parents to use their parent portal for real-time bus information. Now, DPS says some employees received overpayments between July through December of last year due to an error in implementing salary changes for classified staff. Now, this impacts what is known as the backbone of how schools operate. We're talking about bus drivers, instructional assistants, physical and occupational therapists, janitorial staff, and the list goes on. Parents and staff have held sit-ins at DPS's office in response to the change. Parents have also been asked to provide their own transportation in recent days. And on Friday, the Jordan High School PTSA posted on Facebook asking for volunteers to clean the cafeteria and classrooms because there were no custodians.
Our concern really lies, you know, with the way that the classified staff have been treated, and understand their frustration, understand their need to do what they need to do to get the attention of Durham Public Schools administration and the Board of Education to make sure that their demands are met.
And parents, just like Emily Rohde, there are supporting these staff members despite the impacts it may have on their children right now. They're asking parents and families to speak up and support them. As far as today, this meeting, we know that the chief financial officer has been suspended. We're going to learn more information of what comes out of this meeting after 8 o'clock this morning. That's when it begins. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Durham.
Today, former President Donald Trump will be back in a New York courtroom as his E. Jean Carroll defamation damages trial continues. After that, he'll return to New Hampshire for a rally on the eve of the primary vote in that crucial election state. Hundreds of supporters packed a rally Trump held in the state on Sunday. Trump began his speech by praising Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who announced earlier Sunday he is suspending his campaign for the Republican nomination. Trump thanked DeSantis for giving him his endorsement.
I appreciate that, and I also look forward to working with Ron and everybody else to defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will have to get him out. We have to get him out.
And Trump's lone remaining challenger, Nikki Haley, also held a campaign event in New Hampshire on Sunday. Recent polling averages put her 15 percentage points behind Trump in the state.
The man charged with killing a woman in Durham Saturday is due in court today. 56-year-old Patrick Whitaker Jr. faces a first-degree murder charge in the death of 45-year-old Jennifer Moore. Authorities also charged him with larceny. Police made the arrest at a scene along NC 55 around 2:30 Saturday afternoon. We have no details on how Moore and Whitaker may have been connected. Also, police have not told us how Moore was killed.
The White House vowing to do whatever it takes to protect U.S. forces in the Middle East after Iranian-backed militants hit this airbase in Iraq with ballistic missiles. The attack left an unknown number of service members with potential traumatic brain injuries. Meanwhile, in Gaza, a grim milestone reached. 25,000 people have been killed, according to the Hamas-controlled health ministry. The majority are women and children.
Today, you can share what you think about a 42% proposed rate hike on homeowners insurance. The Department of Insurance says more than 8,600 people have emailed in comments about the hike request so far. That is more than eight times the amount of people who commented on the 2020 rate hike proposal. The public comment hearing starts at 10:30 this morning, runs till 4:30 this afternoon in the Albemarle Building on Salisbury Street in Raleigh. You can also join virtually at those same times.
And we're working to learn more about a shooting in Johnston County. It happened at the Junction nightclub near Benson. This was the scene when the WREL Breaking News Tracker arrived around 2:30 Sunday morning. You can see multiple Johnston County Sheriff's deputies working that case. We've learned that one person was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. So far, no information on a suspect.
Durham police are investigating a suspicious death. Officers responded to a cardiac arrest on Killarney Drive just before 1:30 Sunday afternoon. The person was found unresponsive and taken to the hospital, where that person later died. Police say they are investigating this death as suspicious, but didn't elaborate as to why.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, a huge celebration in India today, opening a very controversial temple. This is video of the preparations that went into that celebration. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebration. The temple is still under construction, but it's being built on the ruins of a historic mosque in the northern city of Ayodhya. Many see this, though, as a political move by Modi. His governing party hopes to support this Hindu temple will catapult him to a record third consecutive term in upcoming elections. Now, the temple is dedicated to Hinduism's Lord Ram and fulfills a longstanding demand by millions of Hindus who worship that historic deity. Of course, if we get any video of that celebration, we'll bring it to you here in the WREL Live Center.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper will be in Charlotte making a plea to keep access to safe abortions legal. He'll speak today on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. Cooper will join other top Democratic lawmakers from across the state for a news conference in Charlotte. Healthcare providers are also expected to speak during the event. It's part of a Joe Biden campaign initiative in the state. It'll get started at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
10 after 6 right now on your Monday morning. Some people who live along the route of the planned bus rapid transit system in Raleigh have their concerns. Why they say the new bus lanes will push out the people who live and work there.
And Coach K is now number 2 on the list of the all-time winningest coaches in college basketball. The coach who now holds the top spot after a record-breaking win.
And we are starting cold again this morning with temperatures in the teens. And yes, look, there are 70s in the forecast, but there is a caveat. We're likely to see wet conditions at the end of the week as well. I'll show you how much rain we could see coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Taking the dogs out this morning definitely feels uncomfortable. We're seeing some chilly temperatures, of course, out there for us today. We're looking at, of course, temperatures as you're looking outside. 21 at 7 a.m., 26 at 8 a.m., 30 at 9 a.m. Headed to school this morning. Of course, the kids are going to be all bundled up at the bus stop. That's for sure. Our temperatures are cold, teens and 20s. Skies are clear. We're going to see really the most clear skies that we're going to see all week long. We'll actually see for today. Temperatures this afternoon after school likely to climb to around 48 degrees. So it'll be a cool day today, but the last one that we'll see for a while. Along with the warm temperatures, we're also going to see some rain in our forecast. I'll show you which days look the wettest coming up. Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. Delay-free coming in and out of Raleigh on all of our major routes, which is good news here in the 6 o'clock hour on our Monday morning. Do want to tell you about an earlier crash. It's an overturned vehicle on 55 down near the Fuquay Marina area. We'll get an update on that in just a few minutes and let you know how that's affecting traffic on 55. Over in the Durham area, delay-free in and out on all of our major routes over there. I'll leave you with this live look. 440 at Lake Boone Trail, the Beltline, looking good so far this morning. Jeff.
Thanks, Brett. Construction is underway on North Carolina's first bus rapid transit line along New Bern Avenue in Raleigh, and some neighbors are not happy about it. City broke ground on the New Bern Avenue BRT line back in November. It'll connect downtown Raleigh, Wake Med, and New Hope Road with a faster bus service and dedicated bus lanes. City leaders are considering a rezoning plan to allow for higher density development along that corridor, and opponents say that'll force existing historic African-American neighborhoods and businesses out.
All you're doing is pushing black people off the bus, black people off their property, black people off their business.
I think we have to make sure we get this right so that folks who are living here can benefit in the transit, and then also to make sure that the transit is successful.
There's a public hearing on the rezoning plan a week from Tuesday. Opponents of that plan say they will attend and speak out.
Britain's Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, is battling an aggressive form of skin cancer. A spokesperson for the Duchess says doctors discovered melanoma after removing several moles while she was being treated for breast cancer. Melanoma is considered the most serious form of skin cancer. It can spread quickly to other parts of the body and potentially become deadly.
A portion of Hope Mills Road in Fayetteville will be closed this morning for maintenance work. That road will be closed between Cumberland Road and Hayden Lane starting at 8 this morning. Crews hope to have the work wrapped up by 11:30. Public Works Commission says the crews will be repairing sewer manhole covers.
There's a new all-time leader in college basketball coaching wins. Stanford's Tara Vanderveer won her 1,203rd career game last night as her team beat Oregon State. That win total surpasses the 1,202 that Mike Krzyzewski won over his illustrious career that included 1,129 wins at Duke. Congratulations.
Yeah, wow. It's huge. If the recent spell of cold weather has had you dreaming of a getaway, there's good news ahead this morning. On today, airfares are expected to fall after years of post-pandemic highs. Travel travel expert Katie Nastro explains the relation in relation to high prices elsewhere. The flights are coming down to earth as airlines increase capacity.
Airfare's been on this downward trend 13 out of the last 19 months. You know, outside of the pandemic, when airfare was rock bottom, we haven't really seen these prices or the average price of airfare being this low since about 2009. And when you adjust for inflation, it's about 40% cheaper than it was a decade ago.
And ahead on today, the destination seeing lower ticket prices, when to book for spring break and summer, and how you can follow the Goldilocks rule for your 2024 vacation.
And today's weather might have you wanting to fly down to a warmer climate, but hold off because later on this week, we're going to get really warm. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, right now, though, a look at our fountain. It's frozen. It's so cold.
Yeah, we got Fountain Mountain going on. I'm not even sure that we had a Fountain Mountain last year. I'm not sure that it even got that cold, but the Fountain Mountain is a decades-old tradition here at WRAL, and there it is. I don't know if we'll see it again this winter or not. It's too early to tell, but it will melt this week. That's for sure. We take a look at temperatures, though. Right now, 14 in Roxborough, 17 in South Hill, 17 in Southern Pines, 21 in Fayetteville, 18 in Goldsboro, 20 in Clinton. So very cold start this morning. We don't have any wind, so no wind chill to deal with. Here's a look at the big picture. This high pressure system has had a hand in bringing us clear skies and cold temperatures. It slides out and we'll start to see a flow coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. That will warm us up, but it will also bring some moisture. You can see kind of a wintry, mixy mess kind of happening in the middle of the country. We're not going to see any of that by the time that rain arrives here tomorrow. Our temperatures will be warmer. The brown area is where we have very dry air. That moves out as the moist air, signified in green, starts to move in. We'll start to feel that on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then it really sets up with an upper-level system with a flow coming out of the Gulf that keeps things wet for us, starting Tuesday afternoon, really all the way into the weekend and beyond. This is a look at tomorrow. We're going to wake up to cloudy skies, and we'll see a few light showers from the Triangle area eastward and southward during the afternoon and evening on Tuesday. After that, we get a bit of a break on Wednesday, but it stays cloudy, and then a better chance for rain late on Thursday. Here's a look at the big picture. Here's that precipitation back to the west. Just some very light precipitation for us, a little light rain on Tuesday. We're fairly dry on Wednesday, and then on Thursday by 5 p.m., we start to see some rain moving in. That rain will pick up in intensity during the day on Friday. It's still with us Friday evening into Saturday and possibly even Sunday. So after 4 days of rain, how much might we see? The mountains, the southwestern corner of the state, could see 3 to 5 inches. In our viewing area, it's going to be about an inch to an inch and a half total for those 4 days. And then along the coast, a little bit lighter than that, up to about a half an inch of rain. Check out the temperatures to go with it. 49 today, then 55 tomorrow. Tomorrow morning will be the last morning with temperatures near freezing. After that, the overnight lows and afternoon highs are all warm. We get 72 on Thursday, 73 Friday, but it'll be fairly wet both of those days with some scattered showers continuing on Saturday and Sunday. Brent?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. And right now, a lot of green on our map in and around Raleigh and Durham right now. Not seeing any really delays on the sensors there. But we are monitoring this crash on NC-55 near Clayton Road in the Fuquay Verena area. Seeing some purple on our sensors. That indicates that the road might be closed. So we're working to get some more information on that overturned crash that's happening there. If you see that, give yourself some extra time if you use 55 in that area. 540 at Glenwood Avenue. That's our live look right now. And 540 looking good in Glenwood Avenue out there by the Briar Creek area, looking good in both directions so far.
A Zebulon couple is in shock after the tragic loss of their dog.
All of us fell in love with him, and he was very special.
And some unanswered questions as the owner of the kennel where their beloved pet was staying is now facing charges.
And a tough result for Buffalo Bills and their fans in their NFL playoff game. Coming up in What's Trending, how Travis Kelce's brother Jason, though, stole the show.
And here's a look at your winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
What's trending today? Taylor Swift was at the playoff game between the Bills and Chiefs, but she didn't provide the viral moment from her luxury suite.
Yeah, Travis Kelce's brother Jason, he provided the viral moment. He stole the show. Jason shirtless in the suite, being the life of the party. At one point, he even climbed out of the suite to get down into the crowd, which, you know, the Bills fans did not appreciate so much. Before the game, though, Jason loved it. They were all friends. He showed up at a Bills tailgate party in the parking lot where he drank a shot. He took a shot from a bowling ball. Yeah. There it is right there. The crowd was loving it. He was the life of the party. He went shirtless. It was 21 degrees at the time, but he didn't care. He's like, I'm taking this thing off.
Nope.
We're partying.
Ready to roll. I've never heard of that shot out of the bowling ball thing. It's got to be a Buffalo thing.
Yeah, the Bills Mafia thing.
But, yeah. He was having a good time.
He was.
For certain. Shirtless. That killed me. Some of Reese Witherspoon's fans say they're grossed out by this viral TikTok. In the video, the actress uses the snow off her car to make a treat she's calling a snow salt chococino. And one person commented saying, going as far as to call it a pollution slush puppy. Yeah, many others came to her defense, though, saying there's nothing wrong with using your snow for a little fun snack treat.
Yeah, why not? She took it off her. It looked like she took it off her car.
Mm-hmm.
It's snow. I think a lot of people grew up doing this. You go outside and you put it in a cup and you put some sugar on top and you enjoy it. It's all right.
It looked like it was white snow.
Yes, exactly. It wasn't yellow snow, so you're good.
Fair game, I would think, right?
Yes.
College basketball star Caitlin Clark is doing okay after a scary incident after her game Sunday. Check it out. As the Ohio State fans were rushing onto the court to celebrate their team's upset win over Clark's Iowa team, a fan runs into Clark and knocks her to the floor. You can see it in this highlighted video here. Clark says she had the wind knocked out of her, but she is otherwise okay. Ohio State's athletic director apologized for what happened.
Oh, glad she's okay.
Yeah.
Well, the winter edition of Triangle Restaurant Week starts today. It'll include restaurants in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Apex, Morrisville, Cary, and Holly Springs. Participating restaurants will offer a special 2 or 3 course set price menu between $20 and $50 each day they're open. You can visit restaurant websites to view their hours and the days they plan to offer those special menus.
And after an Arctic outbreak this weekend, we're looking at some much colder, warmer temperatures. Cold right now at 21. We're looking at a high on Thursday of 72. I'll show you how long the warm temperatures will stick around.
4 people are dead after a crash on I-95 North in Johnston County. Coming up, what we're learning from investigators this morning.
And the race for the Republican presidential nomination down to 2. We'll have a live report from New Hampshire as Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are making a final push for support ahead of tomorrow's primary.